Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're coming to you today from the Golan in Israel. We're on a bus and we've been checking out the news. The news has been saying, this is April 4th, Friday, 2008, and there's been a big news item. In fact, I got a telephone call from my daughter in America today. Mom, I don't know. I know you're scheduled to go up north today, but I don't know if it's safe. And so I prayed about it. I got up this morning. I knew it would be all right. We were going to go first to the border. And by the way, you're on a bus with people from all across America, from Australia, from Canada. We have two buses, and we're here in the land with Christians United for Israel. We'll join John Hagee and his group, who have lots more buses. But we went up this morning. We always go and take a look over from Misgav Am, a kibbutz in the very north of Israel, where we look and see what's happening in Lebanon. Now, we went there first, and we just look across a little fence over into several villages in Lebanon. They used to be civilian villages. People lived, had their families. Now, every village your eye can see is Hezbollah. As we looked into what would appear to be houses and homes, they are places that weapons are being stored. Now, that's on the Lebanese border. We are now up in the Golan, very near to Syria. We've been the Golan was held by Syria until the 1967 war, the Six-Day War, in which Israel got it back because they were attacked on every side by their neighbors, their enemies, and they retrieved land, the Golan, they got from Syria. And so we're here, and we've taken a look around. Here's what the news item said this morning. I'm reading to you right now from Haaretz. And they say, Israel remains tense, but does not expect war. A day after tensions sharpened with Syria, with media play on the subject, Israel did an about-face and began broadcasting soothing messages. The rapid zigzag was reminiscent of the contradictory statements of last spring and summer before the Air Force's attack on northern Syria on September 6. This week's contradictory statements give the impression that the tension still exists, especially regarding Hezbollah's intention to avenge Mugniyah's assassination. The fear of war appears, for the moment, somewhat exaggerated. Now, we had heard that Syria was amassing troops north of their border. In fact, we're only about 40 miles from Damascus right now. That they were amassing troops and that Israel was responding on this side of the border. And yesterday, I guess the tensions heightened. Now, Hezbollah is another factor. That's a terrorist group who has their main base near this area, near the border, that we drove up this morning and looked over into there, and they said nothing's changed. Yes, indeed, they are in those houses. Yes, indeed, they do have their weapons. Yes, indeed, they are going to avenge. There was a leading terrorist. I'm not sure I know his name. Mugniyah. I'm guessing at it. But he had been behind most of the terror attacks against Israel for years, and he was recently assassinated. Mugniyah. Israel does not claim that they did this, but they certainly would have benefited from his. He's the number two man to Nasrallah, the head of the Hezbollah. So Hezbollah has said, we're going to avenge his death. Now, so they're in Lebanon. But really, Lebanon is a puppet state to Syria. So we're up here looking today to see, are they indeed amassing their forces? Do we see an Israeli response to it? Are we so near war that my daughter Brenda needed to be concerned and call me at 5:30 in the morning when I only got to bed at 2 o'clock? So I'm going to call her and get her after this, you know. But she forced me to prayer. And I knew in prayer that it would be all right for us to go and that we were to go to pray. But every time that we hear Syria, I have to think about what the Bible says. And remember, we look at things in the light of Bible prophecy. Zechariah is a marvelous book. Zechariah begins with where the Jews were then, coming home to build their second temple. And it goes throughout their future, right down to the millennium. I had read Zechariah. I didn't understand anything about it until I got David Baron's book. David Baron was a Jew, born in Russia, 1855, trained in the best rabbinical schools. He became a Christian and he spent the rest of his life getting Christians to understand the scriptures in light of the Hebrew. And so David Baron says that this book, Zechariah, had eight visions in one night. And they begin with where they were then, and they go on to the end that God's going to reestablish Jerusalem, reestablish Israel. It's a marvelous book, the book of Zechariah, and it's especially marvelous if you're studious reading it with David Baron as your teacher. Now, David Baron, beginning in chapter 9, this is chapter 9, Zechariah, the Bible, the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus. Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. And David Baron says, we begin here with the judgment of the nations. And there is a judgment of the nations. All nations will be judged on how they treated Israel. The burden, he points out that burden is used to head prophecies which contain threatenings and announce judgments against nations who have acted as oppressors of Israel. So the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach. Hadrach was an ancient Syrian community. And Damascus shall be the rest thereof. He says, and I'm going to read to you from his book, which we're going to make available to you. If I can find it, where did I mark it here? When the fulfillment of this prophecy takes place, I'm going to the wrong place. I'm reading to you now from page 288 in his book, Zechariah. Damascus shall be its resting place. That is the judgment, which is the burden of this prophecy and has to do with the nations in this area, shall first of all have Damascus as its goal. And from that center, it shall spread itself over the whole region, which the passage goes on to describe. When the fulfillment of this prophecy takes place upon Hadrach and Damascus, and the wrath of God descends upon those cities and districts, the eyes of the nations, as well as those of the people of Israel, will look toward Jehovah and marvel at the wonders of judgment, which will then be performed in their sight, in accordance with the solemn warnings of the prophets. The eye of all the tribes of Israel shall look toward the Lord. You know, things are going to start happening one day, and from the Bible, it's quite clear that people are going to know this is coming from the Lord. And so it says here that things begin in Damascus. Every time I hear of something happening in Syria, I always perk my ears up. Is this the beginning of things? We know that things shouldn't be pushed out too soon or too heavy, but is this the beginning of things? And we go to Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. This has never happened in all of history. Damascus is one of the most ancient cities on the earth. But there's coming a day when the judgment will come upon Damascus, and it shall be a ruinous heap. At that day, this is verse 7, shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel, which matches Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 1. So that lets you know why we always come up and check to see what things are happening in Syria, what things are happening in Damascus. As we're driving here on the Golan, which was held by Syria until the Six-Day War, we're passing bunkers. This is the high ground on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. Our hotel is on the west side of the Sea of Galilee. And as we look out our window across the Sea of Galilee, even from the shoreline on up, it is what is known as the Golan. And this was held by Syria for 19 years that they held this land? Only 19 years. And when they held it, they fortified it. Basically, they only fortified it to fire down rockets and make life miserable for the Jews who lived around the Sea of Galilee. And we're passing the basalt stone that is a result of volcanoes, volcanic action in this area. And we're passing groups of eucalyptus trees. Now, there's a book you should get, Our Man in Damascus. We'll see about getting that book and offering it to you. We don't have it today, but I'll see about getting it for you to order from us. But it's about a spy that the Jews had who was born and raised in Egypt, and the Israeli intelligence got him to be a spy for them. He lived as an Arab. He lived in Damascus, and he would come out on this land that we're on right now, and he would, they thought he was with them, you know, Syrian army officers. And he said, our men are hot out here. You know, it's hot for them here in these bunkers. There's a tree in Israel, eucalyptus tree actually, originally came from Australia. And it grows fast and it'll provide shade for them. Then he sent back word home to the Israelis that he was spying for, in case of war, bomb the eucalyptus trees that marked the military post. You need to read that book. You'll enjoy it very much. Now, I don't have it right for you today, but I promise you that we will see about getting that. But today, what we do have for you is David Barron's book, Zechariah. People want to know what's going to happen in the future. Now, you need to be studious to study this, but it's a marvelous book and a marvelous commentary on the visions and prophecies of Zechariah, which take you right into the time when the Messiah comes and puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives. What will be happening among the nations before that, the judgments? What will be happening in Israel itself? This would be a good book for you if you're a pastor or someone that wants to know what's going to happen according to the Word of God. And we all want to know what's going to happen according to the Word of God. So if you want that, we invite you to give us a telephone call in Branson, Missouri, 1-800-972-3447. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Now, you're along with us in the bus on this trip to Israel, and we'll come back another day for you to be with us as we are watching the fig tree. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.